This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
Well, it is Padlock Monday. Yes, it is Seizure Monday in New York City. Today's the day. Deadline is fast approaching. Donald Trump must come up with $454 million, an unconstitutional bond by any definition, or the crazed Attorney General, Letitia James, will seize his property. And if this were a normal person, there's not any normal Democrats anymore, you'd say, that can't happen. She's not going to do that. But as we know, she is maniacal. She's obsessed with destroying Trump and the Trump family. She doesn't care about the New York real estate market. She doesn't care about justice or fairness or the law. She and the crazy Democrat judge and Engeron, they decided Trump was guilty before the suit was even heard. So we see no reason to expect her to back off now. And the question is this a bad thing for Donald Trump? Is this a bad look? I don't know, man. If all the cameras are waiting and she shows up with cops and her staff and starts seizing property, physically locking him down and taking him away, that's going to backfire like it always does when they use the law, when they use the courts to destroy the man who is a threat to their guy, Joe Biden. It generally works in Trump's favor. Now, does he want her to seize Trump Tower? I don't think so, but he'll make the best of it. Everyone knows this is unconstitutional. This is a clear violation of the Eighth Amendment for excessive bail or excessive bond. But we'll see. There's never a dull moment with Donald Trump. But I have a quick question before we get to all this stuff we got to get to on this Monday. I don't ever remember having so much stuff to get to. But I ask this question all the time. If Trump is so bad, why do you have to lie? Why do you have to use the law? Why do you have to corrupt the whole system to get him? You want a Trump scandal, a real one? I'll give it to you. Over the weekend, Trump claimed he won the club championship at his club down in Florida. He said he won the senior club championship and the regular club championship at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. There was a dinner. He got the trophies. He bragged. That's a lie. He may have won the senior championship, but he's a 77-year-old man who's really busy. He claims he's a 3 handicap. There is zero chance that Trump won the club championship. Zero. He took a bow, had the trophy. Jack Nicklaus actually gave him the trophy. And everybody at the club knows this isn't legit. Yeah, he posted on True Social. A large amount of golfing talented membership. A large and golfing talented membership. A great and difficult course made the play very exciting. The qualifying and match play was amazing. A large, distinguished group. Very exciting. Thank you. Okay. You know, this isn't important. This doesn't matter in the grand scheme, unlike all the other scandals. But it is literally impossible for a 77-year-old man who doesn't practice, doesn't play much because he's busy, to win a club championship. Didn't happen. But anyway, the members apparently go along with it. They give him the trophy. Good. Congratulations, Donald. You won again. He wins it every year, by the way. They either just let him win or he's just making it up. Why don't you focus on that, Chuck Todd and Joy Reid and Jake Tapper and all the other Trump haters. Not a big deal. I just want to set the record straight. He did not actually win the club championship, and he didn't defraud the taxpayers in New York, and he didn't rape E. Jean Carroll, and he didn't steal classified documents, unlike Joe Biden. But we'll get to all that. Today's a big, 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 big day. He's going to get his property seized, and he's going to go up like 5 points in the polls. I'm not sure if I'm Joe Biden or a part of the Biden campaign. I'm not sure I'm all in on this move by crazy Letitia James. Letitia James took office, campaigned and took office with one central theme, with one promise: get Trump. She wasn't looking for a crime. She was looking for a man. How can any lawyer, judge, how can any honest analyst look at this and think this is on the level? How can anyone look at this and think this is consistent with the principles of the American judicial system? It's just madness where we are right now. Nobody has ever seen a bond this high. Nobody. Again, Bernie Madoff got out with a $10 million bail. Bernie Madoff. Donald Trump has to pay $500 million for a crime that has no victim. There's no damages. There's nobody got hurt. The banks testified on his behalf. We've gone over this before, but keep that in mind today when this lunatic attorney general moves on Trump's properties. Good luck with that, Letitia. And we'll be watching. We'll be fascinated by this, and it will backfire. Get ready. But all right, we got much, much more to get to. We got to get to Chuck Todd and the lunatics on ABC. They're really upset because, I mean, he's on ABC. She was hired. He's on NBC. I'm sorry. They're upset at all the networks, but NBC hired Ronna Romney McDaniel, who went by the name Romney McDaniel until she started working with Trump. He didn't like that, so she dropped the Romney. Some reason Trump supported her. He liked her. Nobody, I mean no conservative, could stand Ronna McDaniel. They can't stand the sight of her. They were thrilled when they finally dumped her as the head of the RNC. Well, as expected, she went to work at a liberal network, NBC and MSNBC. They made the announcement last week, and immediately, boom, heads exploded all across the mainstream media. How can you put a Republican on the air? They have standards, you know. This was hilarious. She made her initial appearance with Kristen Welker, who's the Democrat operative, posing as a anchor on Sunday, and didn't go well. Chuck Todd, who was dumped as a host of Meet the Press for Kristen Welker, he makes an appearance and he expresses sympathy that this person, this disgusting, evil Republican was foisted on you, Kristen. How dare they? This morning, Joe Scarborough went on a rant saying he wasn't consulted about this and he's dead set against it, putting an actual, and say a rhino, putting a feckless Republican on the air to discuss the issues. Someone who was close to Trump the last few years can't have that. The network that hired Al Sharpton gave him his own show, gives him regular appearances. The network that is built around Joe Scarborough and a former Republican who used to be a big Trump supporter, they had a falling out. Now he has these daily struggle sessions about Trump and how much he hates Trump. We've played it for you many times. But consider this. We'll get to Chuck's rant. Chuck is one of the most repulsive people on TV. Chuck Todd, by the way, owns property in New York and D.C. He rents an apartment to Amy Klobuchar, Democrat senator, Democrat candidate for president. He interviewed her many times, never mentioned it. This guy with real, you know, ethics. He has real ethical standards. But you know who works for NBC? Jen Psaki, former spokesman for the Biden regime, who was negotiating a deal with NBC while working for Joe Biden. She shifts from the White House to NBC, changed nothing. She's still just a shill, just a spokesman for the Biden administration. She works with these people. You know who works on ABC? George Stephanopoulos, former operative for Clinton. The guy was in charge of the Bimbo Eruption Squad. His job was to destroy the women that Clinton raped and sexually assaulted. That guy shifted seamlessly to ABC and became their head of their news division. So we're not talking about people with real moral standards. We're talking about Democrat operatives. We're talking about Biden surrogates. And the fact that they asked them to sit down and talk to somebody who worked for Trump, can't have that, because you know what she is, don't you? She's an election denier. Every one of these people questioned the election in 2000. Every one of them questioned the election in 2016. But you question the election in 2020 and you will be banned, blackballed. Hell, the head of MSNBC said she won't be on their network. They're going to continue to give you balanced, fair, impartial news from Joy Reid and Al Sharpton and Joe Scarborough and Rachel Maddow and Michael Beschloss. Those are real news people, those are real political analysts, not Ron and McDaniel. But it was beautiful to watch these people just melt down because they might be forced to actually talk to a Republican. Let's watch F. Chuck Todd make a special appearance to offer sympathy to the woman that took his job, Kristen Welker. This was beautiful. Go ahead.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Mm. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? But once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And
oh, good. God, is there anyone more smarmy, anyone more smug and condescending than that punk Chuck Todd? Did you hear that? Journalists at NBC, like he's a journalist, like she's a journalist, like Joy Reid or Chris Hayes are journalists. Such a joke, honest to God. This guy, just a review, this guy carried the water for Democrats through every scandal, alleged, real or imagined. This is one of the chief propagandists who talked about the Russia collusion hoax every day for 2 years. This is one of the guys who said the laptop was Russian disinformation. Didn't matter. Whatever lie the Democrats were selling, he was buying. Now we want you to think, having a former head of the RNC, by the way, they employ Michael Steele, a former head of the RNC, who completely flipped, for money, completely flipped. Now he hates Trump, hates Republicans. Just like anybody they put on the air. Job requirement number one, you must hate Trump. So if they find someone who doesn't hate Trump, that's the enemy. She's the enemy. And Kristen Welker puts her on and immediately starts grilling her about election denialism, which if someone says that, that's a red flag. That means they're in the tank for Democrats. Those are the buzzwords that they get emailed to them every day. Say election denialism. And then she asks her about January 6th. Would you free the January 6th prisoners? And Ronald McDaniel said, oh, of course not. Well, the idea that every January 6th defendant is guilty and belongs in prison for a long time is absurd, as we know. If you say they all belong in prison for decades, then you know you're just carrying water for Democrats. It's what they do. The idea that this guy gives a damn about ethics, moral standards. God, is he repulsive? They're all repulsive, honest to God. I mean, she's terrible. Ronna McDaniel's terrible. The fact that they hired her, the fact that they're going to pay her is a joke. No Republican even likes her. Conservatives can't stand her. They were thrilled to get rid of her. So she finds a landing spot with the enemy, and they're just not going to stand for it. We're not going to, we don't put election deniers on the air. Sure you don't. Let's review. Jamie Raskin, leading Democrat, objecting to the 2016 election. Every Democrat objected to the 2020 election, every one of them. But they put them on every week. They don't care. Joe Scarborough loves them. Mika loves them. And they'll love her as long as she hates Trump. As long as she turns on Trump and criticizes Trump and talks about election or insurrection and overthrowing the government. As long as she does that, they'll love her. And she'll do that. That's why they're paying her. They're not, they didn't hire a Trump loyalist. They hired someone they hope will turn on Trump. These people are just shameless whores. They are, honest to God. They are the last thing Chuck Todd is a journalist. When's the last time you put Tony Bobulinski on the air? Chuck, Kristen, Steffi, Stephanopoulos. They are just, Nicole Wallace, former spokesman for George Bush, has her own show because she hates Trump. She buys into every crazy conspiracy theory, Russia collusion hoax, laptop, you know, suckers and losers, you name it. If they carry the water, if they follow their instructions from the Biden campaign, they're good. They're good. If they utter a word of skepticism, you're out. That's not journalism. That's propaganda, and that's what they do best. Speaking of propaganda, we got to get to the greatest, one of the greatest Senate hearings I think I've ever seen. Senator Kennedy from Louisiana is just so good at this. They had a hearing on what else? Climate change. And their expert witness was just embarrassing. If you haven't seen this, heard this, you got to hear it. It is glorious. And a group of clergy, quotation fingers, in Boston, white and black, are demanding reparations. Is there a greater scam? Is there a greater political stunt than reparations? Just vote for us and we'll give you billions of dollars, billions, billions and billions. Well, they're calling for the white churches to give billions to black people in Boston. You know, that hotbed for slavery. Slavery was outlawed in Boston in like 1600. And they want Boston taxpayers, essentially, and Boston churchgoers to give them billions and billions and billions. Oh, and we'll watch and see if they padlock Trump Tower. We'll get to that and much more. But first,
excuse me.
We all know the stock market has seen unprecedented fluctuation over the past 3 years, and I'm just going to guess that's going to continue for at least another year. Well, silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to preserve wealth and hedge against economic instability. The silver to gold ratio is at record levels. Gold is currently at an all-time high, whereas silver is below 50% of its all-time high. A ratio like this is unheard of and provides a great time to add silver to your collection. Well, CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in numismatics. Explore CSN Mint's extensive catalog of bullion bars, coins, and numismatic collectibles. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a passionate collector, you'll find a diverse range of products to suit your needs and preferences. rest assured that every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your collection with confidence. If you're going to collect something, it might as well be money. So go to csnmint.com/Jerry and use promo code Jerry at checkout to get a free silver American Eagle over a $30 value with your purchase of $75 or more.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I know we talk about this all the time, but it is infuriating, this whole climate change grift, this whole scam. It always amazes me when I talk to people I know that they buy into it, and I say, what exactly do you believe? This thing, I'll break it down, four quick bullet points before we get to this glorious hearing in the Senate. First of all, do you believe the climate's changing? Yes. Okay, good. Secondly, do you think it's our fault because we drive SUVs and use plastic straws? If you say yes, I think you're an idiot, but okay. C, what can we do about it? Oh, we can drive electric cars and give give $50 trillion to the Green New Deal scammers. Oh, good. That's a good plan. And of course, the big one, what's the rest of the world going to do? Is China and India and Africa and Russia, South America, are they going to follow along? And you think if they all did that, if we all got rid of cows, that the temperature would go down? You really believe that? I mean, it's amazing how gullible people are. This is the greatest grift, the greatest scam, the greatest hoax in U.S. history, and millions and millions, hell, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, people believe it. Here's how you know it's a scam. They won't allow discussion, debate. They won't allow it. If you say, I mean, Joe Biden's always, anyone that still believes that there's not climate change, it's not an existential threat, is crazy. We're not even going to let you speak. No, you can't speak. We can't have a debate, a discussion. They will blackball, just like they did with COVID. Skeptics, climate change deniers. Well, I'm a climate change denier right here. Again, climate's always changing. If it gets a little warmer, I'm okay with that. No big deal. If there's less snow in Alaska, I'm fine with that. Because nothing we could do, nothing we could spend will change that. I heard an interesting factoid over the weekend. I don't know why it's stuck in my head. You know they're coming after cows, after meat. That's Bill Gates' big thing. He's trying to buy up farmland, develop, you know, artificial meat, get rid of cows because, you know, cow farts are affecting the snowfall in Alaska. We're supposed to believe that. All right, pretend. Let's pretend that's true. And we have 9 million cows in the U.S., and they want to get rid of them. You know how many cows are in India? 313 million. They're not getting rid of their cows. They really, really hold their cows in high regard. They're not getting rid of them. So you could get rid of every cow, every SUV, every plastic straw. You know, we could, you know, get rid of, you know, combustion engines entirely. It won't affect a thing. You'll destroy the economy. You'll destroy the way of life in this country, but it won't change a thing. Why do people believe it will? Why do they listen to children and idiots? The other reason you should be skeptical is the people leading the charge are generally children or really stupid people. The people leading this effort are, you know, Greta Thunberg, a special needs child, a high school dropout. She's an adult now, but she's my favorite, by the way. She seems sincere. She's been brainwashed. But AOC, the dumbest member of the House, John Kerry, a grifter and a schemer Al Gore, a con man who has made hundreds of millions of dollars peddling this nonsense. Well, rarely do we get a look at one of these people being questioned. Rarely do they actually sit with a climate change denier and try to make their case. You know why? Because they can't. We had the perfect climate change advocate, fanatic, extremist on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate. His name, let me get his name because it's hilarious. Guy Schumacher. He's a kind of a hippie. He looks like Jeff Spicoli. So you are talking about investing trillions, literally trillions of dollars. And they bring out Jeff Spicoli, a cross-country skier from Alaska, who thinks it just doesn't snow as much as it used to. That's an expert, not a scientist, not a scholar, not a PhD, a cross-country skier who's going to tell you we should give the government trillions and trillions of dollars so it'll snow more in Alaska. That's where we are. That's where this debate is. Forced to face questions from Republicans, including Senator Kennedy, who's great at this. And it did not go well for the climate change fanatics. It's a 6-minute video. I recommend you watch the whole thing. We get some clips, some cuts from this bubblehead. And he just had no answers. They never do. Does anyone think AOC or Greta or Ed Markey would be able to explain how we could take trillions of dollars and lower the temperature and bring back more snow? Could any of these idiots do it? No, this guy, if he lived in Europe, would be throwing soup on paintings, laying down in traffic. But he lives in the U.S., so we put him in front of senators to try to explain why we must give the government trillions of dollars to fight climate change. Let's watch.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but.
Well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what?
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
Or? It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
He's just getting warmed up. It's amazing. They want to bring this guy out as an expert, and he can't answer anything. All he can say is, it doesn't snow as much in Alaska, so it must be carbon dioxide. It must be your SUV, your gas stove. We got a couple more. I want to get to this guy. I mean, he melts down at the end. That's why they call him expert witnesses. But he's too dumb. Went to high school, by the way. So some hippie who went to high school and skis in Alaska is going to tell us we must destroy the U.S. economy because we want more snow. That's where we're at. That's where the debate is. But let's watch some more.
How much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that.
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right. But it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think okay. I would like
if to we spent if we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, which you advocate, how much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't know?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those temperatures stop rising and maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Expert witness.
Yep.
I don't know. Hopefully the snow, he needs more snow where he lives. So let's just make policy based on Spicoli not having as much snow as he wanted this winter. Remarkable. But this is always the best part, though, when Kennedy digs out the tweets or the social media posts from the fanatics that the Democrats bring out, including the really, really dumb ones like this guy, Guy Schumacher, an Olympic cross-country skier. Who thought it was a good idea, by the way? Who thought, let's bring this guy out and let him face questions from John Kennedy?
Well, he asked him, he's like, you're an expert, right? And he's like, I'm an expert cross-country skier. It's like, well, what the frig are you doing here? Like, what are you going to bring to the table?
The hearing was called Recreation at Risk, the Nature of Climate Costs. I think there'd be more recreation if we got warmer. That's me. I would love it. I mean, if someone told me the temperatures were going to go up, 5 degrees next winter, I would be all for it. Let's do it. Let's all drive SUVs and let's breed more cows. Let's get the temperature up a little.
Yeah.
It's friggin' freezing. It's cold. Let's watch Kennedy dig out some old tweets from Jeff Spicoli. Go ahead.
You tweeted this, quote, I'm going to quote, "Police are paid with taxpayer dollars. If they are not answerable to us, we can demand new service, and that's what this is. Abolish the police in favor of that new service," end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again, not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
You don't want to address it. Okay. Let me ask you about one more of your tweets. On August 26, 2020, you tweeted, there's a picture. I'm not going to describe the picture, but you said, quote, your words, not mine. It's on your Twitter feed. Quote, this is what systemic racism looks like. The Los Angeles Police Department is literally policing only the Black Lives Matter side. End quote. What'd you mean by that?
This is still off topic.
No, it's not. You're here as an expert telling us, advising us, and I'm asking you about your background.
I'm here as an athlete to talk about the effects of climate change on my sport.
Okay.
Except he doesn't have anything to say about that either.
He just, and at the end, he was just like, I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to talk about that. Just a complete moron. There's an expert. They flew him from Alaska to D.C. to advocate for drastic measures to combat climate change, climate crisis. If you're a big believer in this, if you're one of those idiots who, does all these stupid little things and composts and drives a Prius and... this is your guy. This is your spokesman. This is where we are. Your expert is a high school grad cross-country skier from Alaska. You listen to him. You want to spend trillions? You want to do that? You want to ban gas cars and get carbon neutral? They're laughing at us in China, India, Russia. They're just laughing at us. We are just embarrassing. This is taking up the time of U.S. senators in this, when we have real crisis around the world. We got Russia with 5,000 nuclear warheads attacking Ukraine again today after the terror attack. And this is what they're doing. Senators are talking about, how can we make it snow more in Alaska? Let's be carbon neutral. Just, it's such silliness, such nonsense. It really is. I say this all the time, but nothing more disappointing to me than the number of American people, allegedly, you know, smart people paying attention, who buy into this. The entire mainstream media, the entire Democrat Party. Think if we just do these things, then this idiot from Alaska will have more snow to ski on and we'll all live happily ever after. God, people are just such suckers, suckers and losers. I guess that wouldn't be the biggest sham, at least not today. We got reparations. We got demands for reparations here in Boston. Oh, and I want to get to the, it's not funny. The terror attack in Russia was just gruesome and brutal and barbaric and disgusting. Muslim terrorists chanting Allah Akbar while shooting innocent Russians. The death toll is up to 139, but I want to tell you, who condemned it? Lots of people condemned it, but one of the parties that is condemning this kind of barbarism just made me laugh out loud. We'll get to that and more, but first. Is it too late for a New Year's resolution? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. 2024 is the year you will stop your hair from premature thinning and you'll achieve your goal quickly and for years to come. The new Provia hair thinning therapy from Chamonix is here and it works wonders for follicle health and thinning hair. The Provia secret is a powerful natural ingredient called Procapil that effectively targets the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss. By supporting healthy scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and healthy hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head and less in the shower. Effective for men and women of any age and safe for colored, treated, and styled hair, it's that easy. And new customers save over 50% plus shipping on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Callahan. Every package includes a 60-day supply of Provia serum plus Provia super concentrate for faster and more noticeable results. You get Provia's Perfect Beard Treatment or Provia Eyelash Enhancing Serum as your exclusive free gift at checkout. Don't wait. Your full, thick hair starts today. Provia works or you get 100% of your money back. Order now and save an extra 10% at proviahair.com/Callahan. That's proviahair.com/Callahan. I tell you, nothing upset me over the weekend, Ironhead, more than seeing those poor fellas. Those poor Muslim terrorist mass murderers getting roughed up by the Russian authorities.
It was great.
There was some hilarious tweets condemning the treatment of the guys who just murdered 139 innocent people, injured like 1,000 more, shot up a concert hall, burned it down, made a run for it, got caught, and got cuffed around a little bit. And people weren't happy that these guys were forced to talk. All of them, I think three of the four confessed. I assume they'll be executed. Hopefully it's painful. Here in the United States, there'd be lawyers screaming, oh, mistreatment. These are savages, animals. These are mass murderers. And we're supposed to feel bad that they stripped them naked and slapped them around a little bit. Not me. Sorry, not me, but. Obviously, the attack was condemned by all, you know, civilized people everywhere. We're bracing for Vladimir Putin's response. It's not going to be pretty. These guys, I assume they go on trial. I assume they get executed. I assume they round up every single one of their cohorts because these guys are singing. But check this out. After the attack, and there's... In this day and age, you know, nothing is not on video. The video is just so disturbing. They walked around just shooting people, kids, women who were huddled, who were hiding, just shot them and smiled and laughed and screamed Allah Akbar. But on Saturday, here's the condemnation. Ready? We condemn in the strongest possible terms the terrorist attack that targeted civilians in Moscow, killing dozens and wounding them. The group extended its, quote, sincere condolences to the leadership and the Russian people and to the families of the victims of this criminal act. You know who wrote that? You know who issued that statement? Mm-mm. Guess. Go ahead, take a guess.
Someone from Massachusetts?
Not close. Close. Someone from Harvard? No, not quite. That's the official statement from Hamas. Hamas, a group that slaughtered 1,200 innocent Israelis.
Propaganda.
The guys who raped corpses, who shot children in the face, who murdered parents in front of the children, who took hostages and are probably abusing them as we speak. They condemn in the strongest possible terms the savages who killed 139 people, 1,200 innocent people, concert goers, kids, women. That's okay. But 139 Russians, and that is a criminal act by terrorists. Man, this is going to be wild watching Putin respond. But we'll see. It's going to get nuts. This is Joe Biden's world right now, and it is on fire. But we talk a lot about the cynical, sinister tactics that Democrats use to get votes, you know, like student loan forgiveness cancellation, which is a absolute crime. There's no such thing as canceling debt. You're just shifting it, transforming it from people that did the right thing, that didn't go to college, that learned to trade, that went in the military, that went to, that commuted, that went to state school. You're taking their money and you're giving it to deadbeats with graduate degrees, and every single Democrat applauds it. You're giving it to people that got degrees in gender studies and don't have a job or don't work hard. No one's going to pay back their student loans now, by the way. They're just waiting for Uncle Joe to hand them to cancel their, forgive their debt. It's a scam. It's unconstitutional. It's defying the Supreme Court, but Biden doesn't care. He's buying votes. And obviously there's all kinds of insane, you know, transgender ideology and drag queens at schools, but nothing you hear from Democrats is more absolutely bonkers than reparations. Reparations is a scheme, a scam, a grift that people came up with to buy Democrat votes. Vote Democrat, and maybe, just maybe, once it, you know, works its way through, we figure out all the details, we're going to give you billions, billions, and billions. Why? Because ostensibly your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave, and the people paying, their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave owner. It's absurd, as we've mentioned before. It's not true. Most of the people, they're not descended from slaves and who are of their hands out. Most of the people that they want to pay, they're not descendants from slave owners. Some of them are descendants of the 618,000 Americans killed in the Civil War to free the slaves. So you want money from somebody's descendant who fought and died to free the slaves. You want his family to pay for someone who may or may not have been descended from slaves. The whole idea, the concept, is just incoherent and immoral. You must pay because of your complexion. You must give money to your neighbor because he's claiming that he suffered from slavery, which ended, 160 years ago. I mean, no reasonable, rational person thinks this makes any sense, because it doesn't. Doesn't stop these grifters. Yesterday in Boston, a group of clergy, men and women of the cloth, white and black, did a press conference laying out their plan. They want $15 billion. This is Boston, by the way. Boston has 650,000 people. 22% are black. That's not a huge number. They want the white people in Boston to give $15 billion to the black people because slavery, which was, again, outlawed in the 1600s in Boston. Doesn't matter. Doesn't slow them down. The best part, they wanted from white churches. White church, you could sell every white church, everything in it, every candlestick, every chalice, sell it all, and you wouldn't even raise a billion. But they want 50. The entire city budget in Boston is $4.3 billion. They want $15 billion to people who weren't slaves from people who weren't slave owners. The idea is insane, but they want black voters to believe there's a potential payout. Just continue to support the Democrats, and maybe we'll get this done and get you billions. Let's watch these scam artists make the case. By the way, is there anything more pathetic than the white guy saying we must do this because of our ancestors? Knowing it can't happen, knowing it'll never happen, knowing they're lying, but they don't care. It's about getting votes and supporting Democrats. Let's watch some of this absolutely comical press conference.
We call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith, multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square. They're here to ask the religious community to atone for black Boston suffering and support black reparations.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's black community.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of education achievement gap between blacks and whites.
In 2022, the Boston City Council and Mayor Michelle Wu offered an official apology for the city's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. She also launched two task force research teams to study Boston's role in slavery and its long impact on descendants.
So we still suffer from the trauma of those instances, and even today, dealing with racism.
On Saturday, this group called on the white church in Boston to support the black community for its association in slavery.
Today, we call upon this city, its financiers, and its white churches to stop the shirking, stop the lying, tell the truth, and pay what is owed.
Organizers say the next step is to engage in conversation with white church leadership directly.
Incredible. Stop the lying and pay $15 billion. To catch that initial payment of $15 billion, that's just a start. And nothing's more grating than listening to guys say, we still suffer from systemic racism. No, you don't. There's all kinds of laws and rules. I mean, they show the mayor, Michelle Wu, who's a blow-in from Chicago, who's a Harvard, protege of Liz Warren. This woman hates white people. She doesn't hire them. She doesn't invite them to her Christmas parties. And they want you to believe that she's leading a systemically racist city, and these poor black guys can't catch a break. There are laws in place. There's all kinds of quotas, affirmative action. They've taken measures to eliminate racism against you, that black clergy guy. And now they're just racist against, white people in the city of Boston. But hey, that's okay. That's not enough. It's not enough that you can get preference for a job or admissions to college. They want $15 billion.
And they're going to use part of that to start a black bank, which is strange because you fight for segregation and all this stuff, and now you just want to separate again, and the next is going to be restaurants, and then we're going back to water coolers before we even know
it. These are men of the cloth, clergy, ministers, that's priests. Weird. It's despicable, absolutely despicable. I mean, it's not real. It's not going to happen. They know it's not going to happen, but they don't care. They want to convince black voters that there's a possibility. There's a big pile of cash waiting for them. Just support Democrats. These people are shameless. They're just lying. They're just telling people something they know will never, ever happen. It doesn't make any sense. There's no justification for it. It's immoral. The idea that you're going to pay for the sins of somebody who did something reprehensible, you know, 300 years ago. So some guy just trying to make a living in Boston is supposed to give you his money for something you didn't suffer from, that he didn't perpetrate. Just nuts. But, you know, the media takes them seriously and the Democrats pander to them and they're hoping it's a way to buy votes. It's just beneath contempt. But anyway, that's Boston. That's America today. We are just in a really, really bad place. And I'm monitoring it. U.S. intelligence agencies say ISIS is the sole party responsible for the attack in Moscow. So they don't want you to blame Ukraine, even though one of the guys was in the Ukraine military a short time ago. And now he's shooting up a concert hall in Moscow. But we'll see how that plays out, see how Putin reacts. And of course, we're waiting impatiently for Letitia James to padlock Trump Tower. That's coming. You know what? If that were normal attorney general, there's no normal Democrats, but if she were at all thinking clearly and not full of hate for Trump, it would never happen. It's going to be such a bad look for the city, for the country, for the business community. She doesn't care. It's all about getting Trump. So I'm expecting her to move in on Trump's properties later today, and we'll be here for it. It's going to be wild, but that'll do it for today. And did you have a good weekend, Ironhead?
I had a great weekend. I had sick kids, though, unfortunately.
I had a weekend. I didn't speak to a soul. My wife went away and left me alone, and I was didn't talk to anybody, didn't hang out with anybody. It was beautiful. It was perfect. Of course, the weather sucked. It rained. It rained, you know, nonstop one day, which I think is climate change. Obviously, yeah. We got to do something about that rain.
Yeah.
But good weekend of watching, you know,
climate change and all that stuff. You know, like everyone's like, oh, it's raining. But I got a place up in the White Mountains, and like there was like 13 inches of snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you didn't drive an SUV, there'd been 16 inches of snow. That's what would have happened. So we must do something. It's a crisis. It's existential.
Yeah.
We have to do something.
Definitely too much snow to cross-country ski in. So this guy's full of
it. I know you're a big cross-country skier. I don't think we're going to see Spicoli on Capitol Hill anytime soon. God, that was beautiful. Watch the whole thing. It's 6 minutes long and it's hilarious. But thanks for listening. Thank you, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.